Hi, my name is Warren Ringold. I'm a medical doctor with an MD degree. I graduated from the University of Michigan Medical School in 1975. I'd like to tell you just a little bit about the University of Michigan. In 1975, we were actually ranked second to Stanford University in terms of standardized testing that was done among medical students. So we came from a pretty elite medical school. Over the years, people from my class have become leaders in many different fields, and I'm proud to say that just about every major specialty or subspecialty is represented by someone from my class that has distinguished themselves nationally and many of them internationally. My own personal history is that I became an emergency room physician for several years, and then I opened a family practice outside of the Detroit, Michigan area. Currently, I'm 57 years old, and I'm the chief of the Department of Family Medicine of a major metropolitan hospital. At my hospital, we're a top 100 hospital in the whole United States in cardiovascular care. And we affiliate with both the University of Michigan and Wayne State University, with students and residents rotating through our hospital. Both of these medical schools are still highly recognized. The topic that I'd like to talk to you about today is premature ejaculation, but more specifically, how premature ejaculation affects a relationship between a man and a woman. The fact of the matter is that premature ejaculation is hard to define. Let me give you an example. Let's just say that it takes one man 14 minutes of intravaginal intercourse before he ejaculates. If it takes his partner 21 minutes of intravaginal intercourse to achieve an orgasm, and he has an orgasm in 14 minutes, then his spouse or girlfriend is going to be sexually unfulfilled. On the other hand, if his spouse or girlfriend achieves an orgasm in 7 minutes of intravaginal intercourse, she would have two orgasms before he had one. So you can see that it's hard to define premature ejaculation because it can often be relative. The American Urological Association has really come up with a definition that describes it as a sexual dysfunction by which ejaculation occurs so quickly that either one or both partners are displeased and it creates difficulty in their relationship. It's interesting that only about 12% of men who suffer from premature ejaculation ever seek help. That means if you're listening to this tape, you're in the unique position of being one of the 88% of men who normally would not be seeking help. You're in a unique company because you're trying to solve a problem that affects your relationship significantly. What I find as a doctor is that women will come to me and talk about their sexual dissatisfaction, and they'll talk to me openly and honestly during an examination. But at the same time, when I ask them how they address this in their relationship, they'll often say that they tell their boyfriend or their husband that they're happy and that everything's okay. So that when their male partner ejaculates very quickly and they're unable to achieve an orgasm, they will tell the partner that everything is okay. The male will often be apologetic and contrite. And the female will say, "Oh, that's okay. I enjoy sexual intercourse. It feels good to me. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it." But deep inside, this is one area where women sometimes are less than honest. On average, I think most people would agree that women are able to express their feelings far more adequately than men. But their sexual feelings, when it comes to their sexual feelings, and when it comes to talking to men about their sexual feelings, they will often be somewhat submissive and tell the man that everything is okay. Yet when they talk to the doctor, it's on a different playing field, and they will tell the doctor that they're unhappy. In one large study that was done by the Journal of Sexual Medicine, 1,587 men were followed, and their ejaculatory habits were recorded. In men who suffered from premature ejaculation, their average time from penetration to intravaginal ejaculation was only 1.8 minutes. Now, it would be most unusual for a woman to have an orgasm in 1.8 minutes. It's not impossible, but it would be most unusual. Most women require more sexual stimulation than this to have an orgasm. So if you're a male and you're listening to this and you ejaculate in anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes, it's unlikely that your female partner is being fulfilled. Even if she tells you that everything is okay, there's a very good chance that emotionally everything is not okay. And I'm here to talk about the things that you can do. First and foremost, it's extraordinarily important to be open and honest. You have to communicate about this. You cannot simply have sexual intercourse time and time again, ejaculate rapidly, and apologize. That just does not work. That will leave your spouse or your girlfriend or your lover unfulfilled and unhappy. And the woman will often begin to think that you have some ability to control this, that you have some ability to do a better job, that you're performing in a stingy fashion. In that situation, it's my job to explain, either in couple counseling or in counseling to the woman, that premature ejaculation is a problem over which a man really doesn't have that much control. We all probably know the old story of think about baseball. You know, think about something that's unrelated to sex while you're having sex. Well, it doesn't work. Men are too embarrassed to talk about premature ejaculation. So, as I said earlier, only about 12% ever address it with a doctor. And what they do often is they listen to other guys boast about their prowess and, their great abilities in bed to have intercourse 2 or 3 times a night and to have their girlfriend or wife jumping off the walls. Usually this kind of bravado is self-fulfilling, nothing more than that. It's usually just bravado. But when a man who ejaculates in 1.8 minutes hears these kind of stories, it leads to embarrassment and a sense of a weakness and a sense that they're a poor lover, and it can be extraordinarily hurtful to their relationship. As I alluded to earlier, I like to do couple counseling because I like to make women aware that men do not have control over this from a perspective of simply thinking about it and trying to last longer. Ejaculation is a reflex. That means that we have all had experience with being at the doctor when they tap your knee with a reflex hammer. If they hit the right spot, absolutely nothing on earth can keep your leg from springing forward. Well, it's the same with ejaculation. Once a man is sufficiently aroused in the penis, in the penile head, called the glans penis, when a man is sufficiently aroused in the glans penis, a orgasmic reflex has begun and it cannot be stopped. And men are unable to time that. They're unable to suppress that. However, unlike the reflex at the knee, there's some good news. And that's what I like to explain to couples as well. The good news was found fortuitously. The good news was found accidentally. Beginning about 2 decades ago, as newer antidepressant medicines were being discovered, a class of drugs emerged that was called the SSRIs, SAMRIs. That stood for Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitors. Now, serotonin is a chemical in our brain. It's a natural chemical in our brain. And these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they didn't make us feel intoxicated. They didn't make us feel drugged. They simply delayed how quickly our body broke down our natural serotonin into the chemicals that it consisted of, so that we normally have this serotonin bath going on in our brain, and it's being broken down all the time. It's being manufactured and it's being broken down. And we theorize that in people who are depressed, it's either a less than effective serotonin or a less than adequate amount of serotonin. But nonetheless, the problem leads to depression and a lack of a sense of fulfillment or happiness. Well, these new medicines simply allowed a normal chemical, a normal natural chemical that we were making every day, to build up at a higher level in our brain. And when our brain was bathed in this higher level of serotonin, we as people felt a sense of well-being. We felt a better sense of completeness. We felt some happiness. Well, ironically, patients who had been suffering from depression, who also were suffering from premature ejaculation, came in and started reporting to doctors that they were having trouble ejaculating. Now, if a man was already ejaculating normally, let's say in 7 to 20 minutes, and suddenly the depression medicine made him unable to ejaculate for 45 or 50 minutes, they would report it as a problem. On the other hand, if a man was ejaculating in 1 minute and suddenly found that he could go 15 minutes, they wouldn't report anything. And the same held true for women. Women would come in and report that they were having more trouble achieving orgasms. And it could be a significant problem for women because it often takes women 10 to 20 minutes to have an orgasm with proper stimulation. And if that's delayed, very few men are able to have intravaginal intercourse for a long enough period of time to help a woman achieve orgasm if it's going to take 30 or 40 minutes. So in any event, when all this data was analyzed, it was realized that these drugs could be used for premature ejaculation for men. I began exploring that and looked for nutritional ways to increase levels of serotonin and realized that this was one reflex in the body that something could be done to improve. Like I had alluded to earlier, if somebody taps on your knee with a reflex hammer and hits the correct spot, your knee is going to spring forward. And there's no medicine, there's no thinking, there's no trying to suppress it. It's just going to happen. But the good news about premature ejaculation is when the level of serotonin is increased in the brain, it appears to have some kind of inhibitory effect on ejaculation and is able to delay the reflex. Once the reflex begins, it still happens, but the serotonin somehow can delay the reflex. So when we started research for my product, which is called Detain-X, I did a lot of physiological research, and there are many textbooks that state that certain elements in our diet can increase our serum level of serotonin. And it was this information that led me to embark upon searching for a nutritional way to treat premature ejaculation. Detain-X has been on the market for a while now, and we've treated thousands of men, and we have lots and lots of customers who've given us some tremendous testimonials. Like anything, it doesn't work for everybody. Neither do the SSRIs, the prescription medicines. But what I do know is this. It is important what supplement is taken, and it's important where that supplement is manufactured. There have been studies that show that when you purchase supplements over the counter, whether it be at a health food store or a pharmacy, as many as 40 to 50% of them can be lacking one or all of the essential ingredients, such that there may be anywhere from 10% of the stated amount on the bottle up to 100 to 200% of the stated amount that's on the bottle. And the worst part is it can be filled with contaminants. And you might say, how can that happen? Well, it's because over-the-counter supplements are treated as foods. And it's much like an ear of corn. When you go into the market and purchase a dozen ears of corn, you don't have anybody telling you that's an ear of corn. You take it on faith. You look at it and it's an ear of corn. The same happens when you go to the store and buy a supplement, let's say, of glucosamine or a supplement of echinacea or 5-HTP. No one inspects it. No one makes sure that it is uncontaminated. It's treated as a food. And somehow, the prettier the label, the more likely it is to be purchased. Well, that pretty label doesn't mean anything. When these things have been evaluated by scientists who are reputable, they're found to be lacking very often and often contaminated with things as bad for you as lead. So I embarked upon finding a very reputable source for all of my ingredients, and I'm very happy to have a laboratory out of Pittsburgh called Douglas Laboratories that makes my Detane-X, and I can rely on them 100%, as can you. So, enough about Detane-X. Let's talk a little bit more about relationships and how we can help. First and foremost, it's very, very important for you to be open and honest with your mate. And it's very important for your mate to be open and honest with you. She has to understand that ejaculation is something that is out of your control and that you need help. The help can come in the form of a supplement like mine. The help can come in the form of a prescription medication. The help can come in form of different kinds of sexual play. It can come in the form of lack of intercourse altogether, but it requires communication. So I'll sit down with a man and a woman, regardless of their age, and I'll say, look, here's the first thing we have to do. When you're having intercourse right now, the man is having an orgasm. He's sexually fulfilled, but he's emotionally unfulfilled because he feels ashamed and embarrassed and weak, and he feels less than adequate. He feels that he's not a good lover. He feels that you're unhappy. He feels that he can't compare with your last lover if you had another lover, or he can't compare with your last husband if you were divorced, say, and are remarried to him. He has all these thoughts that make him feel bad inside. So what a woman will often do is their sensitive nature and their sensitive side makes them recognize that the man is suffering. So they'll often do something that's very motherly. They'll say, oh, I'm okay. I don't have to have an orgasm every time. It feels good to me. The intimacy is good. I like the closeness. But the truth is, those things may be true to a small degree, but the full truth is, there's an absence of something, and that leaves the woman sexually frustrated. It hurts the interpersonal relationship. It causes interpersonal relationship problems, and it leads to a dissatisfaction with intercourse and even a diversion so that they don't want to have intercourse. And the old joke, I have a backache tonight or I'm too tired, becomes a real deal. But really, it's I don't want to have intercourse because I never have any fun. So we got to start with communication, and it becomes imperative that the man become a partner who seeks other ways to please his wife or his girlfriend or his lover. And he can't do this in a stingy fashion. It can't be me first. It can't be I'm going to come and you're not going to. It's got to be gentle and loving. It may involve masturbation before you have intercourse. Being a loving kind of man, make your partner have an orgasm before you do most of the time instead of vice versa. Most guys who suffer from PE, they're having all kinds of orgasms, but their partner never is. Well, you go to work and make sure that your partner has an orgasm first, more often than you do, to show that you're a sensitive lover, whether that requires oral sex, whether that requires a sexual toy, whether that requires masturbation with a lubricant like KY jelly, whatever is required, you do. And you communicate about it, and you find things that are comfortable for you, and understand that anything that you do behind closed doors that is acceptable to the two of you in your relationship is normal. Nobody should be judging what you do in your relationship. We want, as physicians, to counsel people and make sure that they are both fulfilled in a sexual fashion. Now, premature ejaculation is the number one sexual dysfunction. It's often confused with erectile dysfunction, and people think they can improve it by taking one of the erectile dysfunction medicines like Viagra or Levitra or Cialis. Nothing could be further from the truth. These things help you get an erection. They don't prevent you from ejaculating too quickly. So even if you take one of these medicines, you might be able to get a second erection, but you're still going to ejaculate too quickly. So that's not the solution, and these two things are not to be confused. Premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction are two different things. We'll go back to the relationship issues. It's important to communicate. It's important to please your partner. It's important to find a method that pleases your partner. If you talk to your partner openly and honestly, believe me, there's probably not a woman on earth who doesn't know how to touch herself or where to touch herself so that she can be sexually gratified in some fashion. Most of us learn at a relatively young age, when we're showering or when we're exploring our bodies, that we can find a place that we touch that is very gratifying. This usually leads to our initial experiences with masturbation for both men and women. And we all know how to touch ourselves in such a way that's pleasing. Actually, there's a lot of scientists who believe it's the early experiences with male masturbation that can lead to difficulties with premature ejaculation. Because we hide from someone when we do it. We try to do it in seclusion, in privacy. We don't want to get caught. We often are embarrassed if we are sexually inhibited or if we've been told because of religious reasons that it's a wrong thing to do. We masturbate quickly, and this can lead to habitual early ejaculation. And many scientists believe that that's part of the problem with premature ejaculation. In any event, let's think more about the relationship issue. Any woman knows how to touch herself to please herself. If you communicate during your playful sex, she can tell you just where to touch her, just how firmly to touch her, whether or not you have to rub her more rapidly or more slowly, or if you have to give more pressure, or if you have to move in a different fashion. All of this can be communicated, and at the same time, this communication and this show of interest on your part creates a sense of intimacy for your mate that makes her feel important, that makes her feel special, that makes her feel that you're making a unique effort to make the sexual experience wonderful, and that she's getting the loving attention that she deserves in the relationship. So with correct communication, you can almost always find a way for your mate to have an orgasm. You can almost always find a way to share in this orgasmic experience so that her orgasm comes first most of the time or part of the time or whenever the two of you decide that you want that to happen.